The Trump campaign is filing a partial recount in Wisconsin, in heavily Democratic Milwaukee and Dane counties. But a recount is unlikely to change results in the state, which Biden won by more than 20,000 votes. The move comes as the Trump campaign's efforts to contest election results have failed in numerous courtrooms.
And as there was a failed move to discount votes in Michigan. Last night, two Republican members of an elections board in Wayne County, which includes Detroit, refused to certify the vote, citing discrepancies, then backtracked after an outcry from local residents and national observers, as well as Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State, who called those discrepancies minor clerical errors. Meanwhile, there's more reaction to President Trump's firing by tweet of Chris Krebs, one of the country's top election security officials, who declared the elections the most secure in U.S. history. Miles Parks covers election security for NPR. He's here. And Miles, in Michigan, as I said, there were these fiery public comments reacting to these attempts by two Republicans on the Wayne County Board of Canvassers to block certification of the vote. Here's Michigan resident Ginny Von Corder.
I'm a sixth-generation Michigander, and it is my house you have trashed today. This is a shameful moment in our history. Until this meeting ends, a motion to reconsider your previous action would be important. But Ms. Parker or Mr. Hartman would need to grow a soul to summon the moral courage to make that motion.
Mentioning those two Republican board members who did backtrack in the end, but not until agreeing to an audit of the vote tally. Now, Miles, the concern is that there's a broad Republican strategy here of kicking contested election results to a Republican legislature, which then could appoint the electors for Trump, in effect discounting the vote of the people. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, that's the narrative coming from the president's people around the president's campaign, that the hope is they can delay certifications in enough of these swing states to get around the fact that Trump lost in these states. You know, in Michigan, he lost to Joe Biden by more than 140,000 votes. But there's no basis for this in reality. I want to be clear. I can't find a legal expert or an elections expert who thinks this is even a remote possibility. In the Michigan case, had the local board here not agreed to certify it, as you mentioned, in a couple hours after, you know, saying they wouldn't do it, they end up doing it. Had they not done that, it would have gone to the state board, who would have then certified the results. And the highest ranking Republican in the state Senate in Michigan was asked about this yesterday, and he said that this sort of plan was, quote, not going to happen. So it is fair to say at this point that this is not going to happen. The bigger worry, though, when I talk to elections expert, is that every bureaucratic development like this, when the Trump campaign jumps in and celebrates it and messages it to supporters falsely as a sign of fraud, more and more people see these little developments as a sign of some reason to doubt the legitimacy of the process.
Yeah. Well, and what do we know about the recount that Tanya mentioned in Wisconsin?
So the Trump campaign is asking for a partial recount in just two counties in Wisconsin, Milwaukee and Dane, which encompasses Madison. It's important to think about this recount, too, though, through the lens of this sort of narrative shifting coming from the Trump campaign. Recounts never shift races by the amount Trump is down in Wisconsin, roughly 20,000 votes. So by asking for a recount in these isolated cities, he's able to continue to push this idea that urban voting districts are somehow not to be trusted without having to pay for a full recount. Because in Wisconsin, when the margins are this big, if a candidate wants a recount, they have to pay for it themselves. This partial recount will cost the Trump campaign around $3 million. A full recount would have cost a lot more.
And we only have a minute here, but Chris Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency at the Department of Homeland Security, who had said that the 2020 election was the most secure ever, was fired by President Trump. What are you hearing? What's reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same sort of reaction from Republicans in Trump's orbit, you know, continuing to push these conspiracy theories. People inside the Department of Homeland Security are pretty concerned about, you know, what this means for the next couple weeks and months. You know, morale in the agency is definitely something to watch, and we'll be looking to see whether the department keeps up this rumor control website that they had been doing under Krebs that was fact-checking a lot of claims that were coming from the president and from other misinformation sources. We'll be watching whether they continue doing that now that Krebs is gone.
Yeah, and Miles Parks is watching all of it. He covers election security for NPR. Miles, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.